WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 41 cool degrees this morning, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In southern Lebanon, an explosion from an Israeli airstrike. The country says it's carrying out extensive strikes against Hezbollah, and in the first warning of its kind in nearly a year of escalating conflict, Israel called on residents to immediately evacuate homes and other buildings where the militant group stores its weapons. House Republicans concocted a plan to keep the government running for just under 3 months. It'll have to get through the House and Senate by week's end. Majority Leader Charles Schumer.
I tell Speaker Johnson, we tell all the Republicans in the House, we have to move quickly. The government runs out of funding this Friday night at midnight.
The measure would fund the government through December 20th. Ukraine's Zelensky in the U.S. for the U.N. General Assembly will address the world body tomorrow, same day as President Biden, before meeting with Biden and Vice President Harris at the White House on Thursday. This is ABC News. Seems more people than you might think hold on to classified documents for years after their government services ended. Interim New York Police Commissioner Thomas Donlan, on the job about a week after Edward Caban resigned, was subjected to a federal search which recovered documents from his time with the FBI.
This all stems from a tip that federal law enforcement agents received about Tom Donlan, but this seemingly puts more federal eyes on Mayor Adams' administration, which Donlan only just joined a few days ago. Just 1 week after Tom Donlan was sworn in after his predecessor, Edward Caban.
ABC's Crystal Cranmore. Paper or plastic will no longer be a choice at grocery store checkout lines in California. Governor Gavin Newsom on Sunday signed into law a bill banning thin plastic shopping bags and the thicker purportedly recyclable plastic bags. The total ban goes into effect in 2026 when only paper grocery bags will be available in stores. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today's forecast calls for patchy fog early, otherwise mostly sunny and nice, a high of 69. East winds at 3 to 6 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, patchy fog and a low of 47. Tuesday, partly sunny and pleasant, a high of 70. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 46. Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 75. For the rest of the week, unseasonably warm, Thursday, 77. And Friday, 77. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading, which was down from the daytime high yesterday of 68, 59 at 12, and then currently we're at 41. That is the overnight low for today. Good morning. We wake up the day on Monday, September 23rd. It is time to officially begin our broadcast day.
Oh, say can you. So proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly. Yeah!
city where no twilight shadows deepen. On ending day where night will never be. A city where the storm clouds never gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
Dell on WRCO Radio, and this is what heaven means to me as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem performed by Carrie Underwood. We hope you had a good weekend. It is time to shake the weekend off and get ready for the day, the week, many challenges. Hopefully not very many challenges this week. It's going to be more like summer-like, especially toward the end of the week. And wasn't it interesting yesterday? You know, you kind of flipped the switch to fall, and it felt like fall. Really did, with a high of 68 yesterday. I was out doing a little bit of mowing and trimming and wearing a little bit of a light coat for the first time in quite some time. But it is the season now, officially. We get ready for today. Regular features along the way. Not a bad weekend for Wisconsin sports, certainly for a Packer win, and a very impressive Brewer comeback win yesterday. You may have shut the game off when it was 8-0, and somehow they came back and won. More details when we check sports in about 10. Here is CCR. We'll be right back. Anne Murray and Shadows in the Moonlight from WRCO Radio. Good morning. 14 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock this morning, we're at 41 degrees. Yes, a little bit on the cool side today, but, you know, don't get too used to it. It's going to be a little warmer each morning now the rest of the week, it appears. A little bit of rain here. Boy, it was a scattered day of storms on Saturday. A lot of places had a lot more rain, and unfortunately, they had quite a bit of wind damage in some areas and had some trees down and power lines and problems like that on Saturday. Not too far away. The arena area took kind of a hit on Saturday, and we didn't pick up a lot of rain. Last 48-hour total, a little over 2/10. We picked up 1/10 of an inch yesterday here at the WRCO studios. Here's Ray Griff. Good morning. It is 18 minutes after 5 o'clock here at WRCO. We'll share with you a few sports stories next.
We had an active market on both cattle and calves at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $450 to $650, with beef crossbred calves to $810. Fleshy beef cows sold from $122 to $141, with the milk-down dairy cows $89 to $116. A lightweight Jersey bull sold at $125, with two big fleshy heavy bulls $147 to $154. We have moved our second Friday sale in September to Friday, September 27th. In October, we'll be back to our regular schedule of the first and third Fridays. Early consignments for next Friday's sale include 11 Holstein steers, 850 pounds, 15 white-faced steers and heifers, 7 to 8, 17 black steers and heifer calves, 3 to 350, 7 black crossbred steers, 4 to 600. Contact Darren Colton or Jim if you have a cattle to sell at any of our upcoming sales. We don't require or recommend that you ship your cattle in on Thursday or even on Wednesday. This just adds to the stress to your cattle. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, serving the farmers of a five-county area.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
520 The Time, a look at sports, is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jake Bowers drove in the go-ahead run with a pinch-hit infield single that capped a four-run eighth inning as the Brewers overcame an eight-run deficit and avoided a series sweep, rallying for a 10-9 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks on Sunday. The Brewers trailed 8-0 in the third before chipping away and tying that game at 9 by scoring three runs with two outs in the eighth inning. Jared Koenig earned the win. The Brewers' Devin Williams worked a scoreless ninth for his 13th save in 14 chances. Elsewhere yesterday, the Mets 2-1 over Philadelphia, Dodgers 6, Colorado 5, Cubs 5-0 over Washington, Atlanta 5, and Miami 4, Pittsburgh 2-0 over Cincinnati. In the American League, Boston 8, Minnesota 1, Detroit 4-3 over Baltimore, Tampa Bay 4, Toronto 3, it was Texas 6, Seattle 5, the Angels 9, Houston 8, Yankees 7, Oakland 4, Boston 9-3 over Minnesota. Interleague play, San Francisco 2-0 over Kansas City, St. Louis 2, Cleveland 1, San Diego 4-2 over the White Sox. Malik Willis ran for a touchdown and threw for a score in his best performance in the NFL, leading the Packers to a 30-14 rout of the Tennessee Titans. Willis won his second straight start, subbing for Jordan Love. He also got a sweet measure of revenge against the team that traded him to Green Bay. Willis accounted for 134 of the Packers' 137 yards in the first quarter. He finished with 202 yards passing and 73 yards rushing. The Titans fell to 0-3 under first-year coach Brian Callahan. Denver was a winner over Tampa Bay 26-7, Indianapolis 21, Chicago 16, Minnesota beat Houston 34-7, Giants 21, Cleveland 15, Philadelphia 15-12 over New Orleans, Pittsburgh 20, the Chargers 10, Carolina 36, Las Vegas 22, Seattle 24, and Miami 3, Baltimore beat Dallas 28-25, Detroit 20, Arizona 13, the Rams 27, and San Francisco 24, Kansas City 22-17 over Atlanta last night. And that is an update on Monday Morning Sports.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
We've got an aerobic polka percolating. Are you ready? Here we go.
We celebrate your birthday with a song to bring you cheer. We send cordial greetings when holidays come near. But supposing it's a day without a thing to celebrate, it still can be for you and me a day that's really great. Have a happy day, have a happy song to sing. Live a happy way, have a happy everything. If today to you is another day, that's all. Kick your cares down the stairs, have a happy, have a ball. Celebrate your birthday with a song to bring you cheer. We send cordial greetings when holidays come near. But supposing it's a day without a thing to celebrate, still can be for you and me a day that's really great. Have a happy heart, have a happy frame of mind. Play the happy part, leave your little cares behind. Let each day be joyful, forever free from strife. May the world live in peace, may you have a happy life.
There you go, Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks, and have a happy polka. That was a snappy one. We need a cool down waltz today. Take it away, the mom and dads. Here we go.
Come in kinda late. When I say goodnight at her front door, I always beg for one kiss more. Give me more, more, more of your kisses. I want more, more, more tender kisses. And when I finally go, you can hear the rooster crow. Oh, please give me one more tender kiss. When I kiss my gal goodnight, the sleep will have to wait. Give me more, more, more of your kisses. I want more, more, more tender kisses. The neighbors always came, and I know that it's a shame, but I've got to have another tender kiss. Neighbors in her block have offered things, you see. They'll even pay the wedding bills to just get rid of me. Yelling more, more, more of your kisses. I cry for more, more, more tender kisses. And when I leave her door, you can hear me beg for more. Oh, please give me one more tender kiss.
Yes, good morning. We head toward a high of 69 later today, mostly sunny and nice conditions. You might have to deal with a little bit of fog early this morning. Otherwise, it should be a good day for the commute or whatever you have planned. Right now, it's 41 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Fewer cattle are going into feedlots. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. Placements of cattle into U.S. feedlots during August were down slightly on the year. USDA says the placements were 1% lower than last year, with a significant number of those cattle weighing between 700 and 900 pounds, starting to head to market as early as December. That decrease was despite lower feed costs, worsening pasture conditions, and higher feeder cattle imports from Mexico. August marketings were down 4%, partially because of declining cash prices, while the total number of cattle on feed in the U.S. was 1% higher on September 1st. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says the lack of progress on the farm bill leads her to believe another extension is coming soon.
In the Senate, the Democrats' priorities have completely shifted away from working on the farm bill to focusing on digital commodities and cryptocurrency.
The Iowa Republican says she's frustrated with Senate Ag Committee leadership.
We're not bringing it to the table. We're not voting on any changes to the Senate version of the farm bill. I think we're doing a disservice to our farmers all across the United States, and Chairwoman Stabenow is going to have to account for that.
Ernst says the 2018 farm bill is outdated and farmers deserve a new five-year farm bill. The secretary of the Illinois Pork Producers Association says a drastic slowdown in visa approvals by the U.S. government is impacting agriculture. Katie Brown says a major change has happened in the past 6 months.
2 years ago, that process would take anywhere between 3 to 4 months. Over that time frame, it has since taken around 6 to 8 months.
She tells Brownfield agriculture needs an efficient international worker program. Brown says the Illinois pork producers and other organizations are lobbying federal officials to return the program to previous levels, but progress has been slow. Farmers like Jeff Pape in eastern Iowa face some difficult marketing decisions as the harvest gets going.
Kind of interesting talking to people that market ahead like I typically do, and just not having enough marketed this year is probably my only complaint of myself, and it's refreshing to hear multiple other people as I talk to people kind of in the same boat.
He tells Brownfield a year ago prices for new crop weren't high enough to pull the trigger. Pape says he's in pretty good shape with soybeans, but has not sold enough of his corn. Drought conditions are getting worse in southwest Missouri. Josh Worthington says timely rains this spring greened up the pastures, but now drought is so bad they're already feeding hay. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Carter Degenhart, from Riverdale High School for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Carter plays football, baseball, and powerlifting. He's involved in FFA, ag mechanics, and takes part in the state tractor driving contest at Farm Tech Days.
You have to back through a lane and then drive through it and back it into a shed. There's another one where you have a four-wheel wagon. You got to pull it out of one shed and back it into another shed. And there's another part where you inspect a tractor to make sure everything's correct on it.
Carter does a lot of volunteer work, helping raise money for a number of organizations, including Blue River Fire and Rescue events. He helps his father and uncle on the farm, and for him, agriculture is a way of life.
Because the farmer doesn't get to decide if the cattle need to eat or not. They have to get up and feed the cattle every morning, and even if you're not a farmer, you can be involved in agriculture through just going to the grocery store and buying, whether it's meat or vegetables or something.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade picked up steam and cash hogs were steady to higher. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had some light trade develop Friday in most areas, with northern dress deals marked at 290 in Nebraska and 292 in Iowa. Southern live deals were priced at 183, $2 to $3 higher from the previous week. USDA's cattle on feed report showed placements were 1% lower than last year. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, a nice offering of feeder steers and heifers was offered, but a trend was not established. Receipts were up on the week and year. USDA says demand was good all day at the sale. Feeder supply included 22% steers, and 98% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 850 pounds, brought 239. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 811 pounds, sold for $227.50. Boxed beef closed higher, with choice up 63 cents at $300.19, and select was up 33 at $288.59. Estimated cattle slaughter was 108,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to higher, with moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 61 cents, with a base range of $72 to $80, and a weighted average price of $76.88. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average price of $77.03. Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady on Friday at $60. Sows were steady at $54 to $60. Boars were marked at $17. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were steady from $45 to $55. Sows were steady with a range of $55 to $67. Boars were priced from $15 to $30. Pork values closed lower, down 66 cents at $94.15. Estimated hog slaughter was 475,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were mostly higher, watching direct business develop and waiting for the cattle on feed report. Lean hog futures were mostly higher on spread trade and the steady to higher cash during the session. More livestock market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Direct Cattle Trade Friday was mostly a 183 live and 290 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down on harvest pressure. November beans were 1.25 lower at 1012. January was down 1.75 at 1029.5. December corn was 4 lower at 401.75. March was down 4.25 at 420. Live and feeder cattle were mostly higher, watching that direct trade develop ahead of the on-feed numbers. October live was up 250 at 182.47. December was $2.07 higher at 183.20. October feeders were up 12 at 243.90. And adjusting spreads, October hogs were down 2 cents at 82.22. December lean was 7 cents lower at 74.22. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A farm state senator campaigns for re-election today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says he put about 5,600 miles on his pickup truck in August to ask Kansas folks to reelect him. He also found out what they wanted most right now.
This is the topic of conversation. I returned to Washington, D.C., telling my staff and the leadership in my office, our number one priority is to push, to pursue, and to see if we can't accomplish a farm bill.
Moran says he and other farm state politicians would be wise to pay attention to the value their constituents are placing on getting a new farm bill passed.
There is this thing called an election in November, and it's a perfect time to remind both Republicans and Democrats that agricultural interests have yet to cast their votes in November, and movement on a farm bill and a commitment to get one done might be something that would encourage rural votes for whoever is the candidate running for office, including members of Congress, the House, the Senate, and in a presidential race.
With respect to the progress on the farm bill, or the lack of progress, Moran said they are always a challenge to pass, but he remains optimistic. He also allowed, though, there's a possibility the current farm program will have to have another extension. Moran made his comments at a recent Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Milk production went up a little. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Be there when the global dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin. World Dairy Expo, October 1st through the 4th. Milk production rose slightly in August. USDA says production totaled 18.1 billion pounds, which was 0.1% more than August of 2023. USDA also revised the July figures down to 18.2 billion pounds. That's down 0.3% from a year ago. California leads the nation in milk production with 3.3 billion pounds, followed by Wisconsin with 2.6 billion pounds and Idaho with 1.4 billion pounds. California had its largest production increase in 2 years, up about 2%, and the Midwest fell about 1.3%. The number of milk cows on farms in the 24 major states, 8.88 million head, 28,000 head less than August of last year, but unchanged from July of this year. Production per cow in the 24 major states averaged 2,036 pounds per August. It's 8 pounds above August of a year ago. The average production per cow nationwide, 2,018 pounds per August. Michigan continues to lead the nation in milk per cow with an average of 2,360 pounds per cow. New York is second, averaging 2,200 pounds per cow. Cash dairy prices were mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry weigh unchanged at 58 and three quarters with two sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 3 3/4 to 2.23 3/4. No sales there. Cheese barrels down 2 cents at 2.59. No sales. Butter was up 0.25 cent to 2.97 1/4 with five sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk up 0.25 cent to 1.38. Five sales there. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
5:46 the time. Good morning. The forecast calls for a high of 70. Also for tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 47. So it won't be quite as chilly as it is this morning, tomorrow morning. And each morning a little bit warmer, it looks like. 70 for Tuesday's high, 75 Wednesday, upper 70s for both Thursday and Friday. So it'll be a fairly warm homecoming week for area schools such as Riverdale and River Valley, who celebrate homecomings this very weekend. Thanks for joining us today on WRCO Radio. Here's Webb Pierce on the Milk Cow Show.
Take that night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis, and when you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you, I'll be right there to greet you, so don't turn down my invitation. Hallelujah. Take that night train to Memphis. You know that I'm longing to see you. Leave at 3:57, arrive at 11, shout hallelujah all the way. take that night train to Memphis. Engineer, pull the throttle open. Keep that engine stack smoking. I'm not kidding, I'm not joking. Soon I'll be with my girl, I'm hoping. Hallelujah.
WRCO, the memory and a song that is almost like reading a biography book. We have an update from weather. That's Tony Schumacher. That's his forte. He's coming up here in just a little bit. We'll update you there and then bringing him back with more regular features. After a day, a weekend in southwest Wisconsin, Viola Horse and Colt Show weekend, many activities actually in the great outdoors. Hopefully you had a chance to take in a few of them. Here's Austin Snell.
Think me and God are a little tighter than you might think. I talk to him all the time. He knows that I drank to drown, get lost to get found. It won't work forever, but it's working for now. I'm empty. Yeah, I dive into the deep end of every vice like I got a lifeline. You
She's gotta be the worst one. She drives me insane. She's firing my wings. Sometimes I think I don't wanna be safe. God are a little tighter than you might think. And I talk to him all the time. Empty the bottle and empty my soul. I sleep with the devil and I wake up alone. Kicking myself while I pick up my clothes. I make the same mistakes and I pray I'm away.
Thanks for starting your day with us here at WRCO FM 100.9.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency. And we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we have the battle the next couple of days between high pressure and dry air filtering in from the north and west, and low pressure with some clouds and light showers pushing up through the mid-Mississippi Valley. Some of those showers moving up through Illinois today. Could clip southeast Wisconsin late tonight and tomorrow, but right now it looks like they'll probably miss us. As we get through the mid and late part of the week, some glorious late September weather. With that high pressure system in control, we'll have plenty of sunshine and temperatures warming up as well. Could be a good 10, 12 degrees above normal by Wednesday or Thursday. It'll stay warm into the weekend, but there will be more cloud cover toward Friday night and Saturday, even into Sunday, as moisture from the remnants of a hurricane on the Gulf Coast moves up toward the Midwest, could bring us a couple of light showers. More likely the further south you go. Otherwise, that forecast for today, patchy fog early. Otherwise, mostly sunny and pleasant, high of 69 degrees, east wind between 3 and 6. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, patchy fog, low at 47. Tomorrow, partly sunny and pleasant with a high near 70, east wind close to 5. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, and Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the mid-70s. Heading into Thursday, mainly sunny and unseasonably warm, low at 48 with a high of 77. Friday, sunny or partly cloudy and warm, low 53, high 77. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy with a slight chance of some light showers, especially late, low in the mid-50s with a high of 74. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of scattered light rain, low at 57 with a high near 72. So again, today, any patchy fog lifting, mostly sunny, high 69 degrees. Have a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Right now, our temperature is hanging at 41 degrees. That is the overnight low. Yesterday, we topped at 68 degrees. We did pick up a tenth of an inch of rain early in the morning. Record high, 92 in 2017 on this day. Record low, 26 in 1995. Last year's high was 82 and the low, 65. Sunset will occur at 6:57 for this evening. Sunrise time, 6:51. Coming up for this morning. Right now, the air is calm and the barometer is at 30.03. That remains steady. No precipitation today. Fog has lifted here at the station. It is 41 degrees.